Good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. So I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
Definitely.
Or I have already... Definitely, okay? Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you... by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, correct?
By mail, yep, my wife and I.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican,
Democrat,
Independent, or
I
some other?
I voted for Cava Levine.
Okay, and what is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over
65? 46 to
55. 47. Okay. You will now be given a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Kamala Harris. How would you rate her? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Cindy Lerner? How would you rate her? Cindy Lerner?
Somewhat favorable.
Raquel Regalado?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Richard Prashnik.
I don't know who those are. Sorry.
Never heard of? Okay.
Yeah.
And now we're almost done with this rig. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade, we're almost done. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eddie Rojas, Carlos Garin, Miguel Quintero, Shlomo Danzinger, Daniela Levin Cava, Alexander Otaola, or Manny
Daniel Cava Levin.
Okay. Well, you said you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin.
Definitely Cava Levin.
And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnik?
Raquel Regalado, more likely.
And definitely or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Oh, no, definitely. I think I already colored her in.
With the last few questions?
90% complete. Sorry?
Okay. And the last few questions. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate it as well.
I remain neutral for all advertisements and marketing pitches. I do my homework.
And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner? Or make no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And the last two questions for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma,
Masters.
High school graduate? I'm sorry?
Masters. Masters in science.
Okay, thank you. And what is your national ancestry?
National ancestry, like my parents from Cuba.
Okay, thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally?
Mostly English.
Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish or always speak English?
Some Spanish.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.